If you're not getting 3 to 5 transactions every single month from social media, you're just missing something. You're doing something wrong, and you need a playbook. It's almost like you need a cheat code. So I'm introducing my new online course called Cheat Code Social, and I'm doing the pre-launch. For those that want to get in early at a significantly discounted price, you can do that right now at cheatcodesocial.com. That has all the details about what's included. This is every single thing that you need to start from scratch all the way to AI automation that teaches you what to do and how to do it to get business from social media, not just to get more views, but to get actual business. You need Cheat Code Social. Go to cheatcodesocial.com to check out the pre-launch. On this episode, I'm going to teach you how you can actually work less, but earn more. Be more productive by working a little bit less. I'm going to tell you what the hell I even mean by that right now.
The Massive Agent Podcast, with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 206 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, and super excited today. I'm getting my YouTube studio all dialed in. I mean, there's still some shit behind me, but getting the lighting right, got the mic, got the camera. I love it. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can tell this is, you know, we're upping our game here with our with the video podcasts, and I'm excited about that. I mean, you can't have shitty content. It's got to be at least decent quality. And you get to a certain point and you know, the iPhone just won't do it anymore. You've got to upgrade your camera a little bit. So that's what we're doing. So thanks for you guys who have subscribed over on YouTube to the Massive Agent channel. If you haven't, please do. So you can see what the hell I'm even talking about. But welcome to the show, guys. If you're brand new to this show, my name is Dustin Brome, your host. I am a real estate agent in Salt Lake City, Utah. I've been a realtor for going on 11 years now, and I've really become a marketer who sells homes. I didn't start out that way in my career. I figured out that I really love the marketing and the social media, the lead generation, the websites, all the stuff. I love that, and I just happen to sell homes. And once you embrace who you are, and what you're good at and what you really enjoy, life just gets more enjoyable. So I'm a marketer who sells homes. And if that's not you, that's cool. But I think a lot of you guys are here looking for ways to grow your business and to get more clients to actually work with. And I think you'll find that if you also see yourself as a marketer who sells homes, it just gets easier. Same thing if you, as a realtor, if you consider yourself an entrepreneur who happens to sell homes, you just happen to be more successful because you start thinking, and if you're thinking like an entrepreneur, you start doing things an entrepreneur would do, and you scale and you grow because you're creative and all good things, all good things. So today, I'm going to tell you how you can be working less yet earning more, okay? It's kind of a weird concept. You've probably heard me talk about this before. I think I spoke about it last week, but guys, if you have not yet heard the new episode of the Overask podcast by The Broke Agent and Matt Leonetti, they just released a day or so ago my interview with them. I loved it. I had a ton of fun. I highly recommend you go listen to that, the Overask podcast, episode 51. But why the hell did I bring that up? Oh, I brought that up because we were talking about the quality of the questions that you ask determines the quality of your life. And I learned to ask good questions. At first, I learned how to ask shitty questions like, how can I work more? How can I accomplish more in a day? Those are bad questions. They just are. How about, how can you make more money and work less? If you start asking those questions and you're asking quality questions like that, you start to make different decisions. And one of those decisions that I've made is working less and earning more. So how do you do that? Okay. I'm gonna back up and explain how, like, why we're even talking about this. So I believe that if you take an hour or two a day to just think, to just do whatever, to lay around, to go on a walk, to go get coffee at a coffee shop, to just not quote unquote work, take a break every single day from work to just think, you're going to be more productive. You're going to make better decisions on the direction that you should be going in. Here's what I mean. If you are constantly just trying to figure out how you can do more, how you can do more, how can you do more? Well, what if you're doing more of this, of the wrong shit? Have you ever considered that? What if you're trying to be more efficient during the day so that you can do more of the wrong thing? What if you're moving in the wrong direction or the least best or the less best direction? Have you thought about that? Is what you're doing right now, is your marketing strategy, is your attraction strategy, your video strategy, are you doing the best thing that you should be doing? Maybe you are. And I'm not here to tell you you're not. Only you can answer that. But if you have no idea, like you can't really think and get any perspective if you're constantly just tunnel vision on that one thing. If you're like, I'm doing YouTube and here's blah, 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 boom. And you're constantly all day long filling up the day with stuff to accomplish that goal. What if you took a couple hours or a weekend and you didn't do anything and you just thought, and you listen to podcasts and you read books and you start thinking of new directions to potentially go in? And what if you realize, holy crap, what if I just change this one little thing? Or this doesn't feel like it's the best way. What if I did this instead? Or, oh my God, I was listening to this podcast and I learned about this whole new concept, this little teeny tweak I can make. That sounds so much better. Let's do that. And then you move, you make that little pivot and you start going in that direction once you get busy again. But if you never take the break, if you never just step back and work a little bit less, give yourself time to think, you're going to be banging your head against the wall, trying to be more productive doing that thing. And that thing may not be the best thing. You get what I'm saying here? So I was watching Instagram stories. Somebody that I follow, Sean Whalen, the founder of Lions Not Sheep apparel, he schedules 2 hours every day to do jack shit. 2 hours every day to do nothing. It's on his calendar and he doesn't miss it. And when I first heard him say that, I'm like, wait a minute, 2 hours a day to do nothing. And then I started to think about, okay, like, why would that be beneficial? And he's growing his business extremely fast. And he has a few different businesses that are growing wildly fast. So he's working less, yet he's growing faster than ever before. He's working less and making more money than ever before. He's working less and he's happier and more fulfilled than ever before. Doesn't that fly in the face of everything we've been taught, right? I saw a great tweet the other day from my friend Neil Dingra. If hard work was all it took to be rich, construction workers would all be billionaires. Interesting. So maybe there is something more to this than just hard work, right? Maybe you have to think and be doing the right thing and moving in the right direction to really get the growth that you're looking for. If you're trying to go from 30 sales this year to 60 or 80 sales next year, but you're doing the exact same thing you were last year without any adjustment at all, do you really think that that's going to work out? Now, how are you going to decide what you should do instead? You got to step back. You can't just be in the business, doing all the things. You have to step back. You have to consume some content from somebody who has a much bigger business than you, that's selling a lot more homes, that's a lot more profitable. Learn what they're doing. Listen to some podcasts, read some books, watch some video interviews, talk to some people, hire a coach, hire a mentor, right? Go to a mastermind and actually talk to some of these people who you're trying to build a business like they have. So taking a step back and working a little bit less, like working meaning like at your computer, busting out emails, creating graphics, you know, trying to, you know, go. Maybe you shouldn't be going. So what I learned from watching Sean's stories, when he said he schedules 2 hours a day to do nothing, it's not that he's lazy. It's that's what makes him so productive. And that's what gets all the fresh ideas flowing. Ever since I started reading, I've come up with amazing ideas. And then I look back at all the biggest decisions I've made in my career, in my life, you know, business-wise, how did I come to those decisions? Like to launch this podcast, to join eXp Realty, you know, 3.5 years ago. That was a big decision. You know, why did I do that? Like, how did I even wrap my head around wanting to do that? And when did I even open my mind to see what I didn't know was there, right? Because I was closed off. Well, usually when I'm walking the dog at night, I'm taking a brisk walk at night for 1.5 miles. I always come up with my best ideas at night. And it's not because it's night. It's because that's when I'm on those walks. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm listening to audiobooks. It's not me in front of my laptop working. It's me doing something that's exercising my mind that gives me an idea. Huh, maybe I should do this podcast tonight. Maybe I should join this brokerage. Maybe I should launch the Massive Agent Society. Maybe I should do this, 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 or this. Maybe I should do this webinar, which, oh, by the way, I've got something for you. Got something for you, webinar-wise. But if you don't take a step back or really just like tune it all out and just think, you'll never come up with fresh ideas and possibly move in better directions and pivot into profitability, pivot into growth, because you're just beating your head against the wall doing the same shit, trying to do more of it. So I mentioned webinar. Something that so many of us beat our heads against the wall with, Facebook ads. Hey, you guys that have been watching this show or listening to the show for a while, you've known about the Massive Agent Society. I teach people how to do Facebook ads. You know, that's been a big part of what we do within the society. But, you know, you come to a certain point and you're like, is there a better way? Well, Facebook ads are still crushing it. But do you really need to spend all this time, all this effort learning how to manually set up the ads themselves in Ads Manager? Do you have to learn how Ads Manager works? Is that really necessary anymore? Guess what, guys? It's not. Facebook ads are necessary if you want to grow, if you want to be seen by new people, of course. But the setup process, why do we need to learn that? You really don't. You just need to know what to run, which ads to do. And then there are systems out there. There's the easy button that exists that will just do it for you for like not very much per month, like very minimal investment, And I'm not talking about hiring someone to do it for you either. Like a person, you don't need to hire an assistant to sit in your office and do the ads for you. And then they have to know all about it. No. There are solutions available today. The easy button exists for Facebook ads. And so next Wednesday, okay, it's going to be Wednesday, December 8th at, I believe, noon Mountain Time. Don't quote me on that. It'll be on the landing page. I'm about to give you a URL to go to. But middle of the day, Wednesday the 8th, so less than a week from when this show came out, we're doing a free training on how to fully automate Facebook ads. So all you have to know how to do now, if you learn this tool, if you learn this system and take advantage of it, you won't ever have to know how to use Ads Manager. You just need to know what kind of ads you want to run, and then it happens automatically. If you are somebody who's been doing your own ads and you're banging your head against the wall because your ads keep getting declined or rejected, well, what we're going to be teaching you on the 8th actually eliminates ad declines. You don't have to worry about ads being rejected anymore. You don't have to worry about, did you get the settings right? If it's a real estate ad, none of it. I'm telling you, all the bullshit, all the time that it takes to learn. And look, I'm somebody that has, you know, I've made a living by teaching agents how to run Facebook ads. I now think it's best for you if you just learn which ads to run and then how to use this tool that we're going to teach you on the 8th. So be there for this webinar. You just need to go to massiveagentpodcast.com/webinar, massiveagentpodcast.com/webinar. It's completely free. We're going to have plenty of time for Q&A. We're going to show you exactly how this is done. I'm bringing in one of the foremost Facebook ads experts in the industry, Grant Wise. He's going to be doing this webinar with me and teaching you guys how this easy button works. It's legit. So if that interests you, if you're like, I could actually have Facebook ads run and work and produce, and I don't have to spend any freaking time doing it, that's what I'm telling you. So be there on the 8th, middle of the day. I believe it's noon Mountain Time. So go register for free. There are limited spots, so make sure that you get a spot ASAP. And I'll be blasting this out on social media as well. So go check that out, guys. I mean, I'm so excited for this webinar, because it probably sounds crazy. Somebody who's made a living teaching agents how to run Facebook ads, that I'm now going to do a webinar to teach you how you don't ever have to do them yourself ever again, might sound counterintuitive, but you need to wait and see this. Okay. I believe in it that much. The easy button exists. Why do something the hard way if you don't have to? What I care about is you guys getting results and you guys growing and you guys having success. That's what I care about. That's what we're doing. That's what we're going to teach you. So make sure you're there. Free webinar. Absolutely. Even if you don't think you can make it, make sure you, register. Make sure you register, and then you'll get the replay link afterwards, of course. So even if you can't make it live, register anyways. Okay. I want to reiterate, you may be doing certain things in your business that are working. Okay. They feel like they're working, but you've never really taken a look elsewhere because you don't have time. You're just too busy working. You're too busy doing all the things, all the mechanical shit. You have to take a break. So take a weekend off, like completely, or schedule an hour every day to just do nothing. And I don't just mean your lunch break. Like your lunch break, you're still probably on social media or checking emails or whatever. What if you just went on a walk for 30 minutes and then laid down for 30 minutes? What if you did that every day? Well, I'll tell you what, I guarantee you'll be more productive doing the right things. You're going to start moving the needle in your business because all of a sudden you're going to have perspective that, oh, I could be doing this instead. This is better than what I'm doing over here. That's taking all this time, all this energy. There's a better solution. Find the better solution by taking a step back, working a little bit less, and accomplishing a hell of a lot more. For the first 7 years of my career, actually, I was using a CRM that my mentor told me about called Realty Juggler. You know, for the price, it's decent. I think it was like $19 a month or something like that. Super cheap. But here's the thing. When you have something that's super cheap, you get cheap results. Okay, so I was trying to grow a business and I was discrediting myself with my sphere of influence, with my clients, with everybody, because of the platform and the emails it was sending out. Now, I thought it was great that it had all these emails. I didn't have to worry about it. Well, when you go with cheap, here's what can happen. I remember an email going out to one of my clients, who's actually a family member, extended family, and it was recommending that when they buy their new house, when they close on that house, they need to go through and upgrade all the light bulbs. Well, it was so old, this email campaign was so freaking old, that it was telling them to go and this was, it was before LED lights, okay? It was like, remember the swirlies? What are the CFLs or whatever, the little swirly light bulbs? It was saying, go through the house, get all the incandescent light bulbs, which they don't even make anymore, and replace them with CFLs. And my client's like, seriously? Like, why would I get CFLs when we have LED bulbs now that are half the price and last 10 times longer? Like, what are you talking about? And I was just like, oh my God, because I didn't read it. I didn't read the email. It just went out. And dangers of automation and not checking what your drip campaigns look like. But I realized right then that this platform I was using was just outdated. It was just insufficient. And it wasn't just that email that could have been switched out, of course, but I started to notice, wait, it doesn't have transaction management. It doesn't do this. It doesn't do this. It doesn't do any of it. Well, there are tools out there right now that if you just take a step back and look at what else is out there and try some other stuff, you'll notice that there's a solution like Follow Up Boss. Follow Up Boss is used by pretty much all the top producers in the industry, the biggest teams, the biggest independent brokerages, the agents that are scaling the fastest right now, that are growing the fastest, that go from 20 homes sold to 100, most of them are using Follow Up Boss. And it's not a coincidence. Now, but you need to try it yourself. So thank God they at Follow Up Boss, they came to us. They're offering the Massive Agent listener community a 30-day free trial. 30 days. No credit card required. They just want you to try out Follow Up Boss to see if it's the best fit for you and what you're trying to build. Once you get in there, I think you're going to realize that what you've been working with isn't quite as awesome as you once thought. And oh my God, there's a better solution out there. It's like going from a Dodge Charger to a red Ferrari. Now, if you've never driven a Ferrari, you may just think, oh, that looks cool, but I don't need it. Then you drive it and you're like, holy shit, I do need that because I want to get there as fast as possible. The Ferrari's going to get me there. The Dodge Charger's not. So go to MassiveAgentPodcast.com/followupboss. So MassiveAgentPodcast.com/followupboss. Get a 30-day free trial. You must use that link because if you just go to their website, it's only a 14-day free trial. And again, no credit card required. So keep that in your wallet. Just go try it out and actually use it. And I promise you, if you actually commit to using it, you dive in, you use its features, you learn how it works, you're going to be like, holy crap, I've been missing out for a while. Once again, one of those things that you won't realize unless you take a step back and reevaluate. So guys, going into 2022, we're creeping up on the end of the year. Reevaluate, second guess everything. Second guess every single thing that you're doing, because maybe what you're doing is good, but I'll tell you what, good is the enemy of great. What if you are missing out on a great career, great growth, great life because you're settling for good, because you don't know that there's a better option out there? Don't be that person that's just head down, focused on doing something that's good and not knowing that there's something great right over here. So reevaluate, guys. I appreciate you guys listening. Thank you so much. Go out there and sell some homes, close some loans. Make sure that you follow our YouTube channel at Massive Agent and also on Instagram. If you got value from this episode, please share it with a team member, your broker, someone in your office. Share it within a Facebook group, your Instagram story. We do these shows for free for you every week. All we ask is that you help us reach new people. If you've found value, I bet you someone else you know would find value from this as well, and it will help them in their careers. So please do that. And then lastly, make sure you're there for this free webinar that we're doing with Grant Wise, the easy button for Facebook ads, so you never have to manually do Facebook ads ever again. Be there on December 8th, Wednesday, December 8th. Register for free at MassiveAgentPodcast.com/webinar. See you guys next week.